Welcome to Disney's Magic of Storytelling podcast, brought to you by WakeMed Children's, because inside every child is a story waiting to be told. Our storyteller is ABC 11 meteorologist Don Schweneker.
Dumbo's Snowy Day. Dumbo was a very special elephant with huge ears. He could soar through the sky like a bird. Dumbo performed in a circus with his mother, Mrs. Jumbo. One chilly day, the circus animals were on their way to a new town, but their train, Pacey Jr., was struggling to get through all the falling snow. His wheels were sliding on the icy railroad tracks. Finally, Casey Jr. decided it was too dangerous to keep going. The train came to a stop, and everyone waited for the snow to pass. Dumbo was happy the train had stopped. He never played in snow before. He thought it felt awfully strange as he tried to walk through it. The snow pressed against his feet like cold sand. "You can do it," said Mrs. Jumbo, and she gave him a gentle nudge. Soon, Dumbo got the hang of walking through the snow. He liked the crunch, crunch, crunch sound he heard with every step. All morning, Dumbo and his mother played in the snow, and they gathered snowballs together with their trunks, and they made snow elephants, and they even played hide-and-seek. But as Dumbo and his mother explored, they got further and further away from the waiting train. Suddenly, Dumbo slid down a steep hill. He called for his mom to follow him, but when she reached the bottom of the hill, Mrs. Jumbo realized she couldn't climb back up. Dumbo tried to push. He tried to pull, but nothing worked. Mrs. Jumbo kept sliding farther down the slope toward a sharp cliff's edge. "You will have to fly and get help," Mrs. Jumbo told him. So off Dumbo flew as fast as his ears would take him. As he soared toward the train, the wind began to blow and it pushed harder and harder against him. The snow stung his eyes and the cold nipped at his toes. Finally, Dumbo's ears got so cold he couldn't fly, and he had to wait for the wind to pass while he worried about his mother. Once the wind died down, Dumbo raced back to the train. Quickly, he gathered all the animals together so they could help.
"Well, what are you waiting for?" Timothy Q Mouse cried. "We gotta save Mrs. Jumbo."
Dumbo and his friends went back to the cliff. By the time they found Mrs. Jumbo, the windstorm had pushed her even closer to the edge of the cliff. The animals knew they had to think of something. Think of it fast. "Oh dear," worried the giraffe. "How can we get down there to help?" Timothy snapped his fingers. He had an idea.
"Everybody line up," he shouted,
and he ordered the animals to grab one another's tails. At the point of the line, the ostrich leaned clear over the cliff to take hold of Mrs. Jumbo's trunk.
"A one, a two, a three, pull!" Timothy shouted.
The animals worked together.
They were huffing and puffing and pulling and stretching until Mrs. Jumbo made it safely to the top.
"Hooray!" everyone shouted. But suddenly there was a loud crack. The cliffside gave way and the animals all tumbled down.
"Watch out!" yelled the hippo.
"Yikes!"
cried the monkeys.
"Uh-oh,"
said the giraffe.
"Help!"
hollered the bear. All of the animals tumbled together and rolled down the hill, and before long they'd become a giant snowball.
"How do you stop this thing?"
Timothy shouted as they zoomed along, and the snowball gathered speed until
crash, boom, bang, oof.
The animal snowball hit the bottom of the hill, and it broke apart.
"Is everyone okay?"
Timothy asked as he straightened his hat. Luckily, everyone was fine, just a little dizzy from their unexpected snow ride. All the animals began to walk back to the train. Walking wasn't nearly as fast as riding a snowball, but it sure was a lot less scary. That night, Mrs. Jumbo gave Dumbo a warm bath.
"Thank you for flying to help me today," Mrs. Jumbo told her son. "I'm so proud of you."
Dumbo smiled and blew a trunk full of water over his head.
"Hey, don't forget about me," said Timothy with his teacup bath. "I helped you out too."
Mrs. Jumbo nodded. "You certainly did. Thank you."
"Aw, gee," said Timothy. "It was nothing. nothing at all.
Then it was time for bed. Dumbo snuggled up against his mom, and Timothy nestled underneath Dumbo's ear.
"Good night, my darling," Mrs. Jumbo said softly.
"Sleep tight," said Timothy.
And Dumbo fell asleep right away. Tomorrow, he and his circus animals would perform for hundreds of happy children in some new town. But for now, Dumbo was glad to be warm and safe with his mom as the snow fell gently outside. The end.
WakeMed Children's is proud to support the ongoing enrichment of children in our community and beyond through our sponsorship of the Disney Magic of Storytelling podcast. To learn more about WakeMed Children's, please visit kids.wakemed.org.